Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 48 of The 80%. Today, I'm going to share with you 10 financially smart things you should do before the year ends. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte at ako ay isang registered financial planner. Since 2007, nagbibigay na ako ng financial advice through my blog entitled Ready to Be Rich. And I continue this advocacy through this podcast kung saan pag-uusapan natin ang mga effective strategies kung paano ba yumaman. Thank you for tuning in and now on to the show. First of all, I'd like to say congratulations! Good job at magkakasama tayong nakarating ng December. Hindi naging madali ang taon na ito para sa ating lahat. And I hope that things are starting to look up on your side of the world. Sabi nga ni Sir Dan Roses sa episode 46, the worst is already over. At naniniwala ako dito, the worst is already over not just in the financial markets but also in this pandemic or public health crisis that we're facing. And so, as another year ends, I believe it's a good time to take stock of what you've achieved financially this year, to analyze and learn from your money mistakes, note and celebrate the good decisions you've made, and plan how you can do better. Taon-taon ko ginagawa ang mga ito, and from experience, malaki ang tulong nito sa akin in preparing my finances for the year ahead. So, here are 10 important tasks that will help steer your finances towards the right direction before the year ends. Number 1. Make a financial inventory. In short, gumawa ka ng SALEN or Statement of Assets, Liabilities, and Net Worth. List down your assets and their values. Magkano na ba yung worth ng mga properties mo? Gaano na kalaki yung investment portfolio mo? Yan yung mga tanong na kailangan mong sagutin. Furthermore, know exactly how much your liabilities are. Magkano pa ba yung natitira sa mga kailangan mong bayaran na loans or mga credit card debts? And then, recalculate your net worth. Hopefully, yung net worth mo ngayon ay mas malaki kesa sa net worth mo last year. Kung hindi, then you should plan how to increase your assets and then how to lessen or eliminate your liabilities starting next year. Number 2. Analyze your cash flow. After nung SALEN, i-check mo naman yung income and expenses mo. I-calculate mo magkano ang lahat ng nagastos mo this year. And then also, magkano naman ang lahat ng kinita mong pera. Check if you spent less than what you earned. Note your biggest expenses. And isipin mo kung paano mo ba pwedeng i-improve ang budget mo for next year. Also, very important to assess all your income sources. Ano yung mga naging okay mong sources of income? For example, baka mayroon kang racket na sobrang okay yung kinita mo. Baka pwede mong gawin ulit next year or better yet, baka pwede mo siyang gawing formal business na. Evaluate your spending discipline and adjust your budget accordingly. And of course, think of ways on how you can earn more for next year. Number 3. Update your emergency fund. I-calculate mo kung magkano yung average monthly spending mo for the past year and then check if your emergency fund is still worth at least 6 months of that value. Siyempre, meron tayong inflation and then nagkaroon din tayo siguro ng mga lifestyle changes. This can cause your monthly expenses and consequently your emergency fund requirements to change. Number 4. Review your insurance policies. Calculate if you're still adequately insured. Tawagan mo yung financial advisor mo and ask for help in evaluating your requirements. And since tinawagan mo na rin siya, sabihan mo na rin na i-update ka kung meron mang bagong terms sa policy mo at kung meron kang kailangan na i-update sa mga beneficiaries mo. This is your chance to test your financial advisor kung talaga bang dedicated siya na tulungan ka. And sometimes, yung financial advisor mo dati, baka mamaya lumipat na siya ng company. So at least, malaman mo or makilala mo kung sino ba yung bagong nag-handle nung iyong policy. Very important to kasi baka mamaya kailangan mo mag-file ng claim. So of course, at least alam mo kung sino yung kailangan mong tawagan. Number 5. Schedule your physical or medical exam. If you haven't already done so, set a doctor's appointment for your annual health checkup. Sa mga empleyado ng mga companies, of course, this is something that you do regularly. But if you're a freelancer or an entrepreneur, importante na magpa-check up sa doktor at alamin kung ano ba yung health status natin. Even if you feel healthy at wala ka naman naging problem sa health mo this year, iba pa rin yung nagpa-test ka at meron kang mga factual numbers that can say that you are really healthy. Karamihan ng mga sakit na nakukuha natin sa pagtanda natin, nagmamanifest yan early in our lives. So it's important to detect them early para baka makuha pa sa lifestyle change at hindi mo kailangan uminom ng gamot in the future. Naku, mahal din ang maintenance medicines, ha? Remember that health is wealth. And sabi nga nung friend ko, take care of your body because your body is your first PPE. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is CopyTrader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openetoro account. That's bit.ly/openetoro account. Again, that's bit.ly/openetoro account. All small letters. Do you need to send something to your family, relatives, or friends, such as groceries, gifts, and food? Or are you a business owner in need of an affordable logistics solution? If so, then check out Mr. Speedy's same-day delivery service at an affordable rate of only 5 pesos per kilometer. It's probably the cheapest rate you can get now if you're in NCR or in Cebu. Try Mr. Speedy today and use the code 80% Mr. Speedy to get 50 pesos off your first delivery. Again, that's 80% MR SPEEDY. 80% Mr. Speedy. You may book a delivery via their website, mrspeedy.ph, or you can download the Mr. Speedy mobile app to your phone. Mr. Speedy is available for Metro Manila, nearby provinces, and Cebu. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. Number 6. Check and rebalance your investment portfolio. I-review mo yung mga financial goals mo and check if your investments are still growing according to your target. Baka mamaya meron ka ng mga investments na na-achieve na yung target amount mo. Pwede mo na siyang i-redeem tapos ilagay mo na lang siya sa isang lower risk investment. Or baka naman may mga investments ka na medyo mabagal yung paglaki. So at least alam mo na dapat mo sigurong dagdagan yung ini-invest mo or ilipat mo siya sa isang better performing investment. You can approach a financial planner to help you with this task as well. Number 7. Organize your financial documents. Inspect your financial documents and make sure that they're still complete and in good condition. Nako, hanapin mo na yung mga insurance policies mo, yung mga certificate of investments, baka mamaya meron ka pang mga stock certificates. Hanapin mo na sila and make sure that they are kept in a safe and secure place. Kasama na rin dito yung mga legal documents mo, yung mga marriage certificates, birth certificates, etc. Meanwhile, kung ugali mo yung magtago ng mga bank statements at saka mga credit card billing statements, it's time for you to purge the old ones. Personally, I keep 2 years worth of my bills, yung mga utility bills ko, mga credit card statements, and anything older I already purged during this time. Furthermore, pwede ka rin gumawa ng backup. Ipa-photocopy mo na itong mga to, tapos itago mo na rin sa ibang lugar, pwede sa bahay ng parents mo siguro. You can also choose to take a photo or scan these documents so that you can have a soft copy which you can save over the cloud. Number 8. Make an inventory of your reward points and vouchers. Nako, ito, madalas mangyari sa akin to. Alam mo yon, yung mga reward points ko sa mga loyalty cards at saka sa credit cards, nag-e-expire siya sa akin. So, kung ikaw ay maraming rewards cards, i-check mo yung points mo kasi baka naman pwede mo na siyang gamitin para sa mga expenses mo this holiday season. I-check mo na rin yung mga gift certificates or vouchers mo kung meron man kasi sayang din baka mag-expire na. Ako, ang ginagawa ko pag meron akong mga gift certificates na hindi ko nagamit the whole year and yung expiration niya ay matagal pa or hindi naman talaga siya nag-expire, baka pwede ko na rin siyang gawing Christmas gift. Yun na lang yung ibibigay kong regalo. At least hindi ko kailangang gumastos. Naaalala ko, may natanggap ako dati na gift certificates from Uniqlo. And since hindi naman talaga ako doon namimili ng damit, naisip ko na yun na lang yung ipamigay ko na regalo sa mga kapatid ko. So nakatipid ako ng pang-Christmas gift nila. Number 9. Clean up and secure your online accounts. Protect yourself from identity theft and hacking by changing your online passwords. Naku, may mga kilala ako. 5 taon na hindi pa rin nila pinapalitan yung passwords nila. That's actually very risky. So make it a habit na taon-taon pinapalitan mo yung passwords mo. And you don't have to really think about a new password every year. Pwede kang merong base password tapos yung dulo na lang ipinapalitan mo. For instance, kung ang password mo ay the 80%, pwede mo siguro lagyan na lang ng year sa dulo. So, pwede mong gawing the 80% 2021. Tapos yun na yung bago mong password for next year. And then, by December next year, papalitan mo na siya, gawin mo na siyang the 80% 2022. At least this way, nababago mo yung password mo every year without really making it too complicated. Additionally, you should also clean up your email and social media accounts. Pwede mo nang i-delete yung mga apps at saka siguro yung mga browser plugins na hindi mo na rin ginagamit. You can remove inactive contacts and of course, you can review your privacy settings. This is important because yun nga, ayaw natin na magkaroon tayo ng identity theft. Minsan dito nakakahanap ng loopholes yung mga hackers kaya tayo nako-compromise. Lastly, number 10, set your goals for next year. Decide what you want to achieve for next year and then make a plan for it. Define at least one major goal and come up with the list of things you can do to attain it. Mas maganda kung concrete yung gagawin mong list and set a date to increase your chances of reaching that goal before the next year ends. For example, ang gusto mong goal for next year is magtayo ng business finally. So pwede mong gawin na January, ang goal mo dito ay to finalize your business idea. Tapos sa February is isulat at tapusin ang business plan. And then by March, you'll start executing your business plan. And then probably April, that's your grand opening for your new business. Importante na dinedefine natin yung mga gusto nating ma-achieve next year so that we can have some sense of direction as the new year comes. This is really important. Dapat hindi tayo nagdi-drift through life. Marami kasi akong kilala, basta taon-taon na lang, pare-pareho lang yung ginagawa nila. And then after so many years, they wonder bakit wala silang na-achieve. So, this is a great way to make sure that you make something out of your life. It's hard to improve what you don't measure. That's what I talked about in episode number 4. And the tips and lessons that I shared in that episode is what we're trying to also apply here today. Measure how far you've gone financially and see how you can improve your numbers, particularly your net worth and your cash flow. End the year with a clear view of where you are now, so you can navigate the coming year equipped with proper information about your finances and rightly determine the best way to reach your financial goals. And that's our episode for this week. Thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please follow or subscribe to The 80%. And please share this podcast to your friends. Malapit ko nang matapos ang ating official website. So for everything related to this podcast, you can just go to the80percentpodcast.com. Promise tatapusin ko siya before the end of the year. Yan ang last goal ko for 2020. And I guess that's it. Again, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. Now saying goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.